Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's also my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a 13-year-old website. This month, I haven't said that much, have I, so far. That website is 13 years old. How about that? And we're very proud of that website. We keep working on it. We're trying to make it better every day. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We got something you can do there in 5 seconds. We got something you can do in 8 minutes, 15 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds. Any topic under the small business sun, we've got something you can read or listen or ask a question or subscribe to our newsletter. Take a poll question. You know, get a hamburger and fries. You know, there's lots of stuff you can get there. And I'm just kidding about the hamburger and fries. Anyway, glad you're here. Nancy Anderson is with us. She's the author of Work with Passion, also Work with Passion in Midlife and Beyond. Nancy, tell us how we can find you and your book.
You can find me on my website, workwithpassion.com. It has a lot of information and content people can read. I've got media clips and stuff like that, and also how they can get the book. Just click on the icon, the Amazon icon,
and buy the book. Buy two, folks. You're gonna want to give one away. Nancy, let's talk about we continue our discussion on values a little bit. Let's incorporate the idea of boundaries. You know, I called it you know, two sides of the paradoxical pendulum swing. Our values are who we are, but what if my values? What if you said a minute ago, one of your compelling values is to make money, but what if that value, which can be a good thing, gets in the way of customers? What if it comes through so strongly that customers think that you're only out in for yourself? So you've got to think about these boundaries as the other side of the paradoxical pendulum swing, don't you?
Yeah, it does. And that also has a lot to do with faith, you know, having a trust in that if you are in sync with your values, that you will make the money. See, so there's a really, you're up against a belief system about money itself there.
When
your value for money is ahead of serving the customer. The customer picks that up, and it's the old approach avoidance thing in psychology. You know, if you push too hard, people back up.
If your goal is to make money, if that's your compelling goal, well, okay, maybe that'll work for you. But if your goal is to serve others and to help them find solutions and find answers, find peace of mind and be happy and be well served, well, that may be the quickest route to your primary goal.
Now,
Nancy, it's not for you and me to decide how people should have their values. I mean, you know, decide that. But I agree with you. I'm just saying we don't get to decide.
No, but it's important that people understand their values, whatever they are. It's like I said earlier, is that it doesn't make any difference what it is.
Right.
And stick to the values. And if you do value making money, there's nothing wrong with money. There's nothing wrong with making money. But if it's your priority, that's going to be in conflict with the service angle, because sometimes you're going to need to go out of your way and give more of your time, of your effort, whatever, in order to serve your customer. But that's where the boundary issue comes
right.
in, okay? Taking on more than you can handle is the kiss of death for business. And all businesses that go out of business, usually it's because of overextension, that they're trying to serve too many people, they're trying to do too much, they've acquired other companies and whatever, and pretty soon everything has lost its focus. So
right.
boundaries and focus and values all go together. Yeah. So and as a businessman yourself, you know, you have to keep an eye on this throughout your life.
You know, Nancy, they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing. You're in San Francisco. Inspector Callahan was in San Francisco. You know, the Clint Eastwood movies, Dirty Harry, etc. That character had a line that's appropriate for what you're talking about right now. He said, "A man's got to know his limitations."
Yes, and you also have to know the limitations of the people you're serving. In other words, if your expectations are too high of people, and you, then you're out of sync with them. You're expecting too much from them, and then that means that you're going to be expecting too much of yourself. So that's why I've always said that being in business is having the greatest therapist of all, because your business is going to really work you over and make you be realistic. Otherwise, you're going to go out of business.
It will hold the mirror up in front of you every day, won't it? It will shine a clarifying, disinfecting light on you and hold the mirror up to boot.
That's true.
That they will, Nancy. You pray that your customers will give you that feedback.
Oh, yeah.
Because today they can go somewhere else.
Yeah. We wanted to be.
Well, the biggest thing, the biggest danger, I think, that businesses have today in this world that we live in, this marketplace that we live in, with all the options, and with the control being shifted over to the customer more every day, the big danger we have, Nancy, is becoming irrelevant as a business.
Yes, that's right. And that's why your values and your boundaries all have to be looked at all the time. So
well said, and well. Will you?
I sure will. Thank you, Jim.
We've enjoyed having you here. We'll do it again next time. Quick break. I'm 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.